Welcome to another edition of Derek's Dog Talk here on KFGO.com. This podcast all about your pooches, and it's a pleasure to have with us somewhat new now here to KFGO and 740 The Fan. Joel Morgan is with us, and as Joel, you know, I got three Golden Retrievers. That's kind of where this stemmed from. Well, actually, when I started the podcast, I just had two, but I certainly have a love for dogs. I've had dogs pretty much my whole life, and I just saw on Facebook not too recently that, yes, you have a dog. You've had a dog for a year now.
Yeah, her name is Sumo. She's a pit bull mix. I think it's a pit bull wire here. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. But,
I had dogs growing up my whole life. And then from the time I moved out to last year, I didn't have a dog. So this is the first dog I've had on my own in my adult life. And it's been a great experience.
Well, that's good. So she's pretty chill. And she just, the thing about it, I know being a single guy, I always kind of have my dad's dog as my dog because it's hard because you're kind of running a lot. You're working a lot and stuff like that. That's the biggest concern, isn't it?
Yeah. You don't want the dog to be inside all day, every day, and, you know, not get the... She's still a puppy. She wants to run around. She wants to be outside. She, you know, all that stuff. And, you know, when I'm gone, it's like you feel so bad about it. But I've been very fortunate. I've had some people willing to help me out. A lot of other people I know who've had dogs, and things just have seemed to work out. But especially with a puppy, you can tell when it has not been outside enough. Not just using the bathroom, but...
Energy. Yes.
I mean, when, you know, I'll come home and she's ready to go. She's excited. She's full of energy. She runs. She does the circles around the house. She does all of it. She'll just bark and bark until she gets some sort of stimulation, something for fun. So it's, but yeah, it is a concern when you're a single person living on your own is, you know, are you going to be fair to the dog? Are things going to work out? And I think that was when I first looked into getting the dog. You know, I was still covering a college sports team at the time, and it was like, you know, I'm gone on weekends for these basketball series. You know, you're gone 4 days.
You're going on the team bus.
You're on the team bus. And so I started thinking about it, and a few friends of mine, again, I just said, I really want to get a dog. Would you be willing to help me out? And a lot of them followed through. All of them followed through and stepped up, and they helped me out, and it made the whole thing a lot easier.
Especially with your parents not here. Like, I could always throw Bo to my folks, you know, but it's not as easy. We have the neighbor girls who help us out quite a bit, and that's always nice. But yeah, to have friends and family, you kind of have to. I mean, cats are a little bit easier that way. You can be gone for 4 days, leaving food in a fresh litter box, and just clean it up when you get back. And they can fend for themselves pretty well.
It seems like they don't even notice you're gone.
Yeah,
cats.
Right.
They're just like, oh, you're still here?
Dog's a little story. Now, we do have a friendly workplace here for dogs, so you got that going for you if you have a long shift, too. So
yeah, as if push comes to shove, Sumo could come and visit. But my parents love the dog. They came.
That's great.
I went to the Final Four in Minneapolis, and my dad's retired, and I said, Dad, how would you like coming to North Dakota and spending some time with the dog? And he did it, and he loved it. He had a lot of fun with it.
That's good. So as far as you said, kind of a pit bull cross, she doesn't really look like the traditional pit bull, which can have a stigma for a lot of people too, right?
I mean, yeah, that was a big thing with getting a pit bull is the stigma that, you know, they're related to dog fighting or violent animals, or there's, I don't know where this all started from, but
it's probably because it's one of those, a few bad apples ruin the whole darn bunch, because there have been a lot of unfortunate incidents when it comes to pit bulls too, so that's where I think
and there was a stigma behind it. And I remember, you know, talking to people, like, I want to get a pit bull, and they're like, are you sure you want to do that, this and from all the other different breeds of dogs that I've had around me in my life, I don't see her being any different. There's no more aggression, a lot of energy still.
Yeah,
but
right.
There's a lot of big stigma behind pit bulls. And I kind of became a little bit of a, I don't want to say I'm an activist, but I'm an advocate more for pit bulls, because the pit bull I have, my best friend JD had a pit bull for a long time. He just put it down, and people in my family's had pit bulls, and every single pit bull I've met has just been the sweetest dog.
Yeah, for the most part, I've met ones that are really, really nice too. They're strong, I mean, they're scary strong. Don't know how strong they are sometimes.
Yeah.
That's the one thing. But you're right. I mean, at the lake one time, we were at the sandbar, and there's all these dogs in there all looking for it, and there's like this one pug who wanted the stick. And this pit bull with these big spikes came up, and she turned around and nipped at that dog. I'm like, oh boy. And the owner laughed. He goes, well, the only reason he put the spikes on her, she looks tough. Because she ran away from that pug. I was like, okay, I guess that is a big baby then. So you don't know what you could do there, pit bull. But, you know, I'll never forget that was like 10 some years ago. But if you raise them right, they seem to be big babies. And, you know, if you don't, then they can be some of the worst dogs to have around at all. So it's hard. But like I said, a few bad apples ruin the whole darn bunch. So you've So this is kind of a pit bull cross. And what else, what other kind of dogs have you had growing up?
We grew up, we had a German Shepherd, we had a Boxer, we had a Beagle, we had a Dachshund German Shepherd mix.
Oh, wow.
Which,
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, it was, wow. His name was Otto, because he was German on both sides.
Oh, nice.
And, he just looked like, it looked like someone took, a black German Shepherd and put it in the dryer. And it's shrunk. I mean, I'll have to show you a picture later, but he just had the body of a wiener dog, but kind of buffed sure. out like a German Shepherd, and the head of a German Shepherd, and the color of a German Shepherd. And then after I moved out of the house, my parents got, they had a Jack Russell Terrier, and then they have a Rat Terrier, I think is what it is. Okay. Some kind of Terrier. So, but yeah, for, you know, it's
you've had
fun.
Some man's dog though.
I mean,
so that's cool. Boxer, my sister had a Boxer, nicest dog ever. You know, they live about 10 years at the most, but they are such the biggest family babies, and they're protectors, but yet they're within the family. They're so they're just sweet dogs too. So.
Yeah, and our Boxer was the sweetest dog. But I'll tell you, I grew up. Growing up with dogs, and your parents, especially when I was, you know, a young child, my parents, they trained the dogs. So I grew up knowing dogs were trained to go outside, and they were all this. And then when you get a puppy and you're on your own, you're like, oh, there's this breaking.
There's a system that we have to do. Yeah. So that actually the training part of it, you saw them trained, but they actually do it yourself is a whole different thing.
Yeah. It was definitely an eye-opening experience. And you know, a dog's going to be work.
Yeah.
But when you actually get to that yourself, you realize, oh, this is a lot of work. Like, there's a lot I got to do. And I love it. And I love my dog, and we have a lot of fun. But I don't want to be one of those people who compare having children to having a pet. But, you know, I have to think now when I'm leaving, what's going to happen to my dog for the next few hours? If I'm out of town, who's going to be watching my dog? Oh, I got to get food for the dog. I do this for the dog. And it's like, if this is just a sneak peek into parenthood and raising children, oh man, I have more respect for parents now than I always have, but it's just like, wow.
Yeah. That's a little different level, because you can't put your dog in the kennel you put your child in the kennel for 3 hours if you want to go to a movie, but I know exactly what you're getting at. So a lot of fun. Good luck to you. We'll have to keep following the story of Sumo.
Absolutely.
All right. Joe Morgan with us again, helping us out for many different things on 7-4 The Fan and right here at KFGO. Another edition of Derek's Dog Talk, your podcast here on KFGO.com.